Well, I hope you have a Charlie Brown Christmas. I don't know how many of you remember who Charlie Brown is, but he's one of my favorite all-time cartoon characters. And I first of all want to read you just a portion of a scripture that even in this season of distractions, I don't know about you, but this is a season of distractions. Now, we know what the focus is. Here in this room, we all know what the focus is. But you go out, especially on Black Friday, what's the focus? The focus is getting and grabbing. And I hate it so much when I see in the news and see in the papers, there's a TV on sale and everybody wants that TV. And so there's a big brawl breaks out, fights break out over stuff that doesn't mean anything. So I'm going to read this scripture, and it might seem out of place at first. So in Luke 18 and 8, and the reason I got B there is because I'm reading the second sentence. Nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? And the reason I put that up there is because it's not faith to believe that something's going to happen. It's faith in the Messiah, in Jesus Christ. Shall he find faith in him? And he just ended a parable with this statement. There's a website called the National Retail Federation. They did a survey specifically for this time of year about spending behavior. That's what they do. Spending behavior. So right now, everybody's going real crazy and they're out there buying all these gifts and all this stuff. And I came across this little diagram here. I don't know about you, but that seems kind of high. But this is an average now. This holiday season, the NRF found that consumers plan to spend a total of $1,007 on average, or $1,007 on average for items such as decorations, candies, and gifts, as well as other purchases for themselves and their family. Anybody ever go out and buy a Christmas gift for yourself? I have. Yeah, you too. We're right there together, right? Now, I went out there with the pretense to buy Dorinda something, and I saw something I really wanted, so I thought I'd go ahead and get that too. So we spend a lot of money. That's the whole point I wanted to say. And nationwide, we spend upwards around, I wrote it down, it said $465 billion. Oh my goodness, $465 billion. And we complain when gasoline goes up 10 cents. But we go out and spend $1,007 on average. I don't know who these people are, but they spend this. And so their focus, a lot of it, is on gifts. And this same survey talked about the hustle, the bustle, and so people go crazy trying to figure out what to give each other. Well, I'm here to help you tonight. I'm going to help you for all of those late shoppers like me. I'm going to help you because the same survey says, first of all, keep this in mind, that one out of three gifts are returned. Okay, one out of three. So if somebody returns your gift, don't get upset. It's just the way things are. People return things. But the popular gifts, according to the survey, for women, it's either clothing, watches, fine jewelry. I'll say it again, men, fine jewelry. Why do you think you see, oh, it just gets me to no end. You see all these commercials, you can't have a kiss with K or something like, yeah, a kiss begins with K Jewelers. That's who they're talking about, K Jewelers. A kiss begins with K Jewelers. And then you got Jared. Oh, you see this fine jewelry watch or necklace or something like that come from Jared's. People say he went to Jared's. And so women like clothing, watches, fine jewelry, necklaces, and anti-aging skin cream. So, So, well, no, wait a minute. You got to hear the next one. For men, okay, so if you have a significant other, a husband or a boyfriend or something like that, think of this. They like electronic gadgets, sports attire, ties and wallets, and anti-aging skincare. There's something about that anti-aging part that just gets me. Man, when I started hearing all that, I thought, wow, I never would have even thought, I never would have entered my mind to ask for such a gift. But if you start to look at the focus that people have, and if you want to do a little test on your own, those of you who have children or small children or grandchildren, ask them what the Christmas is all about. And find out what kind of answers you're going to get. Santa Claus, reindeer, presents, yeah, gifts, all these things. So you ask them, and they think that's what Christmas is all about. But you know, those same children, the ones that get all of Twitter when Christmas time is here and the holidays, school's out, and they're about ready to drive you nuts. And you can get them to sit still for a while simply by giving them a catalog of Toys R Us and an ink pen and say, here, sit down, look through this catalog and circle the things that you like. You're probably going to get a catalog with everything circled. Okay, now we have a real girly girl in our house. She likes everything Barbie. Seriously, anything Barbie. I don't care what it is. Barbie this, Barbie that. She loves Barbies. I think we have probably 100 of them. I don't doubt that. But we probably have so many Barbies we could do that. But you know what else? During this time of season, people also have a feeling of loneliness, anxiety. I mean, look at the folks who are sick this time of year. People who are in the hospital, people who are having surgeries, cancers. They have this feeling of helplessness, especially in this time of year. And it seems like the holidays seem to exacerbate all of those problems that we have in our lives, all those struggles that we have in our lives. So our focus begins to get diverted sometimes from Christ, either toward ourselves or toward others. So we tend to lose the meaning of Christmas. Or at least why we even celebrate Christmas. And so the thing is, all I really want to talk to you tonight is about what are we going to do about it? Because people, I mean, these are real feelings, folks. People are sad because perhaps there's lost loved ones that we miss because they're no longer at the table. There's an empty seat at the table and we miss them. And we know that that's not going to change. And so it makes us sad, especially during these times, because we used to gather all the time, didn't we, Angie? We would gather at different people's houses. Well, all the circumstances that have transpired recently has changed all that. And so our routine is being upset. So we've had this routine of visiting families and fellowshipping, you know. Sometimes I don't see family members from 1 year to the next, from one Christmas to the next. And it's sad because we don't all live that far apart. So yeah, there's this feelings of loneliness and anxiety and helplessness sometimes. But see, for the Christian, for us, this is a time to remember and reflect and think about the birth and the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. How he came. I love the way you were talking about how it was announced. It wasn't announced to the people of royalty or the people who were in power. It was announced to the lowly shepherds. And then they took, well, first of all, they went to confirm the announcement, which I thought was great. They went to confirm the announcement, but then they went and told everybody. And so, I mean, that's us. We see people who are out here, you know, celebrating Christmas possibly in all these different ways, but we got to remind them that, you know why? You know why we celebrate? You know, we have Christ. We have a Savior who entered into this world and provided salvation for us. So we tend to lose the meaning of what Christmas is all about. And so when you ask a child, they'll give you things like Santa Claus, reindeer, decorations, and especially the presents, especially the presents. Well, the reason I titled this to have a Charlie Brown Christmas, I'm going to show you a video clip in just a moment, but he was one of my all-time favorite characters in the comic strips by Charles Monroe Schultz. He was born in 1922. He died in February of 2000. And I was really sad when I heard that. 18 years ago, it's hard to believe, but he died. But he came out with this first animated movie, A Charlie Brown Christmas. And the whole premise of the show, the little half-hour show, was finding out what is the meaning of Christmas. And everybody else thought it was in the play. Others thought it was in the tree. Others thought it was in the commercialism, the giving, the gifts, and all these other things. And Charlie Brown was walking around trying to figure things out, and he wasn't getting much help. So he's going to talk a little bit about, as he does this, read out of Luke 2, chapter 2, verses 8 through 14. But give this a listen. This gives me a little nostalgia. I don't even know if they'll even play it this year. Everything's becoming offensive lately. You ever notice that? Everything. Anything that has to do with God or Christ or the Lord, they find offensive. But listen to this little clip. It's not very long.
We're back.
Boy, are you stupid, Charlie Brown. What kind of a tree is that?
You are supposed to get a good tree. Can't you even tell a good tree from a poor tree?
I told you he'd goof it up. He's not the kind you can depend on to do anything right.
You're hopeless, Charlie Brown. Completely hopeless.
Rats!
You've been dumb before, Charlie Brown, but this time you really did it.
What a tree!
I guess you were right, Linus. I shouldn't have picked this little tree. Everything I do turns into a disaster. I guess I really don't know what Christmas is all about.
Isn't there anyone who knows what Christmas is all about?
Sure, Charlie Brown. I can tell you what Christmas is all about. Lights, please.
And there were in the same country shepherds, abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night, and lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them. And the glory of the Lord shone round about them, and they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, Fear not, for behold, I bring you tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. Ye shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God, and saying, Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. That's what Christmas is all about, Charlie Brown.
That brings back a lot of fond memories for me. I used to watch that show every year when it came on as a kid. And then when I saw it, that clip, I thought, I just got to show it tonight. Because that's what Christmas is all about. We have a Savior. Whether he was born on the 25th or who knows when, probably in the spring, doesn't matter. The fact that he came. And he came. And so what I want to end with tonight is that as a Christian, for all of us in here tonight, is to focus on the fact that we now have a Savior. Else, what was the point of all the prayer requests that we gave? What would be the point? And so I'm so glad that we can pray for the people in our family, but you know, pray for ourselves too, that we won't lose the reason, the focus of what all this is about. So the Christian, our highest honor to God and Savior is to remember. Remember, especially in this very hectic season. I hope you have a wonderful season. I truly do. But it's going to get hectic. And people are going to get distracted by the hustle and the bustle and all the things that are going on, even the cooking and all the things that go on to put on Christmas for your family. Just remember the reason we have it, and that is Christ the Lord. So we remember His coming in the humblest of circumstances. I mean, our Savior was born in a barn with animals. And there wasn't much fanfare. There wasn't much, you know, like Zacharias and his wife, Elizabeth. So many people were happy and rejoiced in the fact that she finally had a child. But here, the Savior came. God took on flesh and came in the form of a man, or in a baby who grew up to be a man. So we remember He came in the humblest of circumstances. We also remember His never-ending love. For God gave His only begotten Son, His only begotten Son. We remember this time of year His sacrifice on the cross to give us a chance, to give us hope. And so we remember, too, that because of that sacrifice, and He rose again, He offers salvation to all who will put their trust in Him, to all the men, women, boys, and girls who will just believe on Him and trust Jesus as their Savior. If you would, please stand. Lord, as we conclude here tonight, we just want to pray and thank You, Lord, for the privilege to be able to come and hear about the meaning for Christmas, what Christmas is all about. It is the fact that we have a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And Lord, we just praise You. We thank You. And Lord, I pray that in all the doings that we have during this season, that You will help us to keep in mind the reason that Christ came. The fact that He was given to us from the Father, and He lived and He died for us, and Lord, and He rose again for us, and He still intercedes for us. And thank You, Lord. Help us to always remember Him. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.